Brad Davidson, morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys. Sounds like a bit of a pile on Loz this morning, and I'm going to continue it because fair income, Loz. You get Joe Pride on this morning. He tipped one today that I was going to come on and say best bet of the day, and then you go put a multi on. It's absolutely got none now.
No, be confident, Dave. Be confident. You and I together, brother.
Oh, well, okay. We'll give this a go. If it doesn't work, I'm departing that partnership.
Well, he's loyal to the bone, Davo.
Yeah, what about you talking up loyalty then? You're going to brush me straight away.
Well, we'll get you to reiterate your best bet shortly, but firstly, who needs to draw well for the Golden Eagle today when that draw takes place?
Well, guys, it's going to be a fascinating race, isn't it? I must admit, I've got a fair bit of work to do on these internationals. I mean, they're being well supported, haven't they? Max Amor and Laws of Indices there, so we'll see how that pans out. I mean, a horse like, you know, there's some there that don't need to worry too much about it. A horse like Apache Chase, who we know is going to do his thing out in front, and, you know, there's a few that roll forward, and there's a few there. Private Eye will want a nice draw because he does get back a little bit, although we saw he got back a long way in the Group 1 and still able to run them down in the Donny. So, yeah, I mean, you know, with all that in mind, the barrier draw sometimes you're overplayed, sometimes not. You know, some are barriers more important to some than others. But, look, it's going to be a fascinating race. So many different angles to look at, and no doubt it'll take picture more so after the barrier draw today. But I reckon this market's going to keep switching time and time again throughout the week, no doubt about it. It looks go plenty of ways, but can't wait to get back to Rose Hill, guys. Really love betting there, and look, a terrific meeting this weekend.
Oh, it'll be jumping out there on Saturday, Davo, with 10,000 people there. It'll be a lot. I reckon it'll be better atmosphere there than what it was at Randwick the other day, which will be hard to beat.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, the atmosphere's been fantastic, hasn't it, since we've had crowds back, and I think people, as you said, just happy to get back and get back to doing something like going to the races, which is, you know, a great thing. Get out there for the day. So they're going to love it out there at Rose Hill, and it's a great atmosphere out there on the big days as it is. But no doubt after the lockdown, it's going to be even bigger.
We haven't spoken much about the Four Pillows, but how's that race taking shape?
Yeah, it's a really even race, I reckon. We've got a $5 favourite in different strokes, but I reckon there's a few out wide there that I want to have a good look at in the next few days. And I reckon it can make a real case for horses at 20 to 1, 25 to 1, and whatnot. So I want to do the form in the next couple of days, but I'd be surprised if we're not tipping one at big odds in that later in the week.
And what's this about the Melbourne Cup CT scan machine breaking down?
Yeah, not ideal, is it? This stays out from the big one. Bad luck for everyone there, but hopefully they can get it back up and running. They're trying to get a part over from overseas later this week. Look, I think it's a good idea, guys, the CT scan. You know, it's got to do something there to try to curb what sort of happened there with the Cup the last 10 years. And, you know, I know they've copped a bit of criticism for it, but I'm all for it. I think anything we can do that's going to improve that record, because, you know, once a year punters, they're watching on that day, and we need to do something, and they're doing something. So hopefully that part can get there in time, and we get like about 16 still to beat them.
All right, so we're all in bed together today. Loss, Brad
Davidson, friends. We're all
Joe,
mates.
We're all great mates.
Jamie's not. Well, she's open. She's hoping the bed falls out of the truck.
This is today. We'll get to tomorrow. So your best bet today.
Yeah, race 2, number 1, Little River. I thought it'd be hard to beat. You look up there, guys, at the race, she was running up the horses. She was racing up against Queensland. She split a couple of horses that have come out, and one's won six races. The other one's been stakes placed. So she's tremendously placed here with 61 on her back. I know she's got a bit of weight, but trials have been good. She probably sits there defence and the confidence from Joe this morning. Hopefully we can get her over the line. But we've got a terrific first up record as well.
I'll be stalking you on social media this afternoon, Davo. And if we get beaten, I don't want you to be critical of me. But if we win, I want you just to be lavish in your praise.
All right, Dan. I'll give you that one. But it might go the other way. But, let's hope we can get it. Let's hope we can get it done.
Good on you, Davo.
Thanks, guys.